Illinois' Zion Nuclear Power Plant hasn't produced electricity for 11 years. It's so close to Lake Michigan, you can smell the beach. But other than that, the empty parking lots and office space make the place seem dead. The plant manager says that's not the case.
I think a lot of people have a vision of us playing cards or swinging our golf clubs on the beach and stuff. I would say that we've been extremely busy the entire time.
Ron Schuster says he and other workers remove hazards from the station, stuff like diesel fuel and electrical equipment. But one hazard is still here, the spent nuclear fuel. And when the power plant is dismantled, that radioactive waste will be put in new containers. They're concrete casks.
A cask is approximately 15 feet tall, looks like a small silo, and there is no radiation exposure on the outside of these things.
So from this office window, can we see where these casks might go?
We've got four spots that are on the site that have been looked at. So when it comes time to actually put the fuel in dry cask storage, there'll be no doubt about it. It's a rather huge structure, about the size of a football field.
Schuster is confident this will be a simple and safe solution. Not everyone in Zion is so convinced.
This cask issue, just sitting on the site, was never appealing to me.
Rick Delisle co-owns two commercial buildings close to the nuclear power plant. In other towns with spent fuel casks, nuclear power plants sometimes get turned into non-nuclear power plants or into parks. But Delisle and the city of Zion are hoping to do more, maybe build new commercial buildings or even homes. Delisle says having concrete containers full of radioactive waste left on site could make their work harder.
So I hope that the casks are relocated, having them next to a population of about 23,000 people is probably not a great place for it to be.
Other communities are in the same position. They'll be left with spent fuel casks, even if their dead nuclear power plants get torn down. There's a simple reason.
We don't really have a final resting spot for these casks at the moment.
Dave Lockbaum is with the Union of Concerned Scientists, an advocacy group.
The federal government is way behind schedule providing a final repository for high-level waste.
Lockbaum says the government has one storage place in mind. It's inside Nevada's Yucca Mountain, but that's still just being studied. Power companies can sometimes move spent fuel to other plants or facilities, but Lockbaum says politically that just won't fly.
There's no revenue from electricity being generated or anything like that, so it's very hard sell to go to a community and say, we'd like to have you store our spent fuel for decades into the future. The easiest way out was just to leave it where it is, because those communities have already accepted that fate.
Well, cities like Zion say they didn't accept this exact fate. They bought into nuclear power for jobs and property taxes. They didn't count on babysitting spent fuel waste. But that's exactly what's likely to happen, because the government won't take it, the power companies won't dare move it, and the towns can't move themselves away. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.